USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During the coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump explains why he's ordering a temporary suspension of immigration to the United States.
Therefore, in order to protect American workers, I will be issuing a temporary suspension of immigration into the United States. You heard about that last night. By pausing immigration, we'll help put unemployed Americans first in line for jobs. This pause will be in effect for 60 days, after which the need for any extension or modification will be evaluated by myself and a group of people.
A Senate relief bill is headed to the House after being held up by Senate Democrats for almost a week. The bill adds $300 billion into a popular small business loan program that has run dry. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The White House and Congress have reached a deal on a funding package that will replenish a loan program meant to aid small businesses impacted by the coronavirus. The deal comes as Democrats let the Paycheck Protection Program run out of money late last week, leaving millions of small business owners in the lurch. The deal could head to President Trump's desk as early as Thursday. President Trump says he will sign an executive order banning all immigration during the coronavirus pandemic. The news comes as 22 million Americans have filed for unemployment in the last month due to the country's economy largely grinding to a halt because of the virus. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien on the move.
Look, no one likes it. The president didn't want to put travel restrictions in place. He didn't want to put immigration restrictions in place. But we have to because of this terrible virus that's been unleashed from foreign shores and was not the responsibility of the United States.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee are loosening coronavirus-related restrictions in the coming days to try to restart flailing economies. South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster says,
our goal was to cause the most damage possible to the virus while doing the least possible damage, at least permanent damage, to our businesses.
Former South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy says governors are in a tough position.
It is really hard to weigh and balance competing harms. I mean, anybody in the world can choose between good and bad. But when you are choosing among competing harms, it's difficult. Henry McMaster is a former prosecutor. I am convinced that he's going to follow the evidence.
The percentage of U.S. adults who evaluate their lives as well enough to be considered thriving has dropped. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
That's the survey results from Gallup as they questioned 80,000 Americans as to how they rate their lives, thriving, struggling, or suffering. Dan Witters of Gallup tells us the survey was taken March 21st to April 5th.
What we have seen now just over the course of the last month is a really unprecedented decline because we have plummeted from up around 55%, which was where we were hovering last fall, now down to 48.8% and falling.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.